Linda presents this unabridged recording of The Why, Healthy Habits for a Creative and Epic Life, written by Isabel Cornish and read by Mavanwe Hocking, with an introduction and the acknowledgements read by the author. This book is a reminder to fight for the epic life you deserve. Trigger warning. This book explores past traumas, eating disorders, mental illness, and self-harm. If you are concerned about your mental health or that of a loved one, support is available. Contact Lifeline on 13 11 14, Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636, or the Butterfly Foundation on 1800 33 4673. A note from Iz. Gender binary is a cultural or social construct that wants to put people in one of two boxes, male or female. I believe that this system does not celebrate individual expression, equality, and diversity. Non-binary, or genderqueer people, are individuals that don't identify with being male or female. So instead of saying she, her, he, him, they often use the pronouns them, they, their. Gender non-conforming and non-binary individuals should be able to express themselves and be accepted without the limitation of gender binary. In this book, you'll come across the terms feminine energy and masculine energy. But it's important to note here that feminine energy does not solely belong to a person that identifies as a woman, and masculine energy is not limited to a person that identifies as a man. I support gender variance in all gender identities. I identify as a woman, she, her, so for the purposes of this book, these are the pronouns I will often use. It all started with a flyer. Was it the answer to my heart's desire? Before we dive in and your head starts to spin, I'd better rewind, give you some insight into my mind. I was born on planet space, sent down to join the human race. I'd rather be dancing naked than at a party wasted. I love the ocean and running in motion. I have ADHD and a red kelpie named Bee. I'm a girl that lives by her heart, lost in an imaginary art. About me. I am a woman in my 20s. A tad crazy, as you will be able to tell from reading this book. I live by my heart and have a deep love for health and wellness. Some of you may know me as an actor, influencer, or health and wellness kiddo. However, what I value most is living an authentic life in alignment with my heart's desires. Two of the things that I love most in life are acting and being in nature. When I'm performing, I experience a beautiful flow state where everything around me disappears and I'm wholly absorbed in the moment. I like to think of this state as being in the present, in a zone where everything feels fun, effortless, and awesome. This is the feeling I get when I spend time in nature, especially when I'm in the forest or by the ocean. I grew up in the Hunter Valley in New South Wales, Australia, and I have three older brothers and an older sister. My school years were quite rough. During primary school, I was bullied about the shape of my body. I struggled to concentrate, which often led to me getting in trouble. I always felt different and like an outsider. I had not yet learned to love my intricacies. During my teens, I was lucky to attend a performing arts high school. This school was outstanding for my creative development and growth. However, I have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, so that made the academic side of high school very difficult for me. There were only a select few classes I could concentrate in, sport, music, and drama, for example. All I wanted to do was act. I devoted any moment I could to making homemade movies on a small VHS video camera. From age 15, I would skip school any chance I got. I would wait until my mum left for work, then run back home from the bus stop.